Well, this morning I would like to open the Bible, Acts chapter 4, to look at one major character. It's not Paul. Paul, everybody knows, I mean, he's a major character. Acts chapter 4. So from verse 32 to 35. Acts chapter 4, verse 3-35. And the multitude from that believed were one heart and of one soul. Neither say any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. But they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrections of the Lord Jesus Christ, And great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked for as many as were possessors of lands and houses sold them, and brought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distributed was made unto every man according as his needed. Okay, and then 36 for 37. And Joseph, who by the apostle was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and lay it at the apostle's feet. Well, today I would like to look with you about the guy Barnabas. You know, when I grew up, I don't know why, but when I grew up, that's all I remember. When the preacher preached about Barnabas, he would be like a very soft man, very kind man. Okay, if you do something wrong, he's like, well, that's okay. Well, keep doing it. You know, he's very friendly, kind, and soft man, right? It's like a second man or something like that. But lately, I've been reading Acts, and I have a different read of Barnabas, this person. Now, from what we just read, it was a time. We think it's, I mean, from these verses, like, you know, that's good. I mean, that calmness, right? No, that's like everybody share everything, nobody's lacking anything. That's a good time, right? But I want to say, before all this happened, actually, I assume there is a chaos. There's a chaos. Why in a normal day that somebody had to sell everything and share with everybody? Right? But it's a very special, different time. Because some of the Jewish people, they came to worship in Jerusalem. And they thought they just take a break. They come there to do it for a week or two, or at the most, a month. But now all these people get saved, and they want to reside in here. Right? I mean, I don't know much, but you can see all these people want to try to cross the river to Texas. It could be a chaos. But that what's happened to them? I mean, all these people, they had no jobs. They may not speak fluent Hebrew or whatever. They were there. And now, this is a very special time, and the church was only maybe 2 months old. Have to deal with all these things. It's a special time. I mean, it looks really good in the picture, but think about this. Before this happened, it must be a mess. How to house all these people, right? And I heard a story that Pastor told yesterday that why you guys have to do the carpet again and all these things again? Because of the flood. I mean, was it chaos? Well, yeah. But now it's nice, right? But before the nice, there's a chaos. So this is what happened. I mean, Barnabas, the Bible said there's several people, they sold their land and gave the money to the apostle. I don't think the apostle asked them to. And I'm not sure, but it's weird. It doesn't go that way. But the Bible didn't tell the rest of the people's name, but just only Barnabas. Okay, I take the liberty of this is, I think he might be the first one to do it. I might think he is the first one to do it. I would say he is not just a soft man.
Man, you disagree?
You need to do some church discipline.
No, I would say he's probably a first man that his character is man. I don't care. Let's do this. I bet he was like, he was so rich, he stole everything, and he's like a Santa Claus full of all the chips or, you know, the coins, and just lavish on in front of the apostle. And they hear all the ding, 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 in front of them, right? And the apostle say, jackpot, we found something. I'm not like, they didn't know what to do either. What is this guy doing? And then other people, now, see his name is consolation, right? It's encourager, comforter. He's not somebody just like come saying some soft words like, okay, you're fine, let's go. I think he is like strong character to the way that he will do things that people imagine. Then other people saw what he's doing, it's like, well, let's do it. So other people go sold their houses and land and gave the money away. It's like, oh, that feels good. Because they saw somebody actually doing it. They were encouraged. They say, okay, that's comforting. Somebody did that and still alive, so we can do it too. Well, that is how I start picturing Barnabas. He is somebody who's really brave. He's really ahead of the time, and he is a pioneer. He's willing to take adventures. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm using my wife's iPad, and it keeps locking out for me. If I take 3 hours, you know why. Now, so these, you know, kind of take a, you know, that's my impression now about Barnabas. I mean, it's that how they rename him. See here. When the Bible said they named him Barnabas, it's a son of consolation. You didn't really see the Bible said anything about he just say something to make people feel comfortable. It only showed his action. It only showed his action that how. Okay, you repented. Okay, I'll let you do that. So, I knew you'd come around. Okay. Now, secondly, let's go to Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9, 26 to 28. Now, this is after Paul being saved, and he tried to get with other people. Now, Saul, the name, do you know what it is in Chinese? You want me to say it for you? Okay, Saul means COVID. No, just kidding, man.
When you hear Saul, you're like, COVID, man! Killing people! I want to stay away from it.
You're having too much fun, are you?
Miss Linda looked at me and was like, really? Well, please don't like meet somebody. His name is Saul, like COVID. So, now, but look at verse 27. Look at 27. Okay. It said only, there's only one person willing to do that, to meet Paul, Saul, at that time. It was Barnabas. Like, nobody wanted to, but in English say, but Barnabas. Okay? Nobody will see him, but the man Barnabas will do it. Barnabas would be somebody like working in the ER, right? I don't care. It's like, this man is saved. If I do it in good faith, if I die, I die. Right? Well, that's how I picture Barnabas. He's not a soft little guy. It's like, nobody want to go. So, oh, Barnabas, you go. He's like, oh, okay. I don't think so. I think he's so brave that he will just step up in this situation. Nobody knows what to do. He's like, oh, I'll do it. If I die, I'll see you in heaven. And you know what? And then he was right. Saul was really saved. And from that time, 28, they all going in and out together with Paul. You know, in the past, like, we always thought that, like, you know, Paul, having Barnabas is like his assistant or something. But when you look back in the Bible, it's probably not. Probably Paul was first learning things from Barnabas. He was just carrying his suitcases, all these gold and silver and something to walk around, you know. In verse 28, they go in and out together. He starts introducing him to other people. Now, so probably starting out the missionary journey, it wasn't Paul taking Barnabas. Maybe Barnabas had more ideas about where to go and what to do in the beginning. When they first started the missionary journey, I hope I'm still right. They started in Cyprus. That's where he's from. Right? Right? Bible teacher and pastor, is it right? Okay, I'm still good. Yeah.
They started out there. So maybe it's Barnabas' idea. Let's go there. I know people. Let's start with it.
So he has a really, really a pioneer type of person. Strong characters, really brave. And chapter 11 again, and verse 22, the tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem, and they sent for Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch. Again, they hear something new. The first person in mind is like, okay, it's Barnabas' time. Again. So he go and he visit, he see all the things, and in the first person there to witness that. And then he got Paul. And then he got Paul to come see it and work with him together to build some work over there. So, and then in chapter 12, verse 25, and they start bringing Mark along with them. And then later on, because somehow, I don't know why, nobody knows, the Bible didn't really say why, that Mark kind of left them, went home, you know, desert them. And then later on, when they have another journey, Barnabas wanted to take him over, but Paul said, no. I wouldn't imagine Barnabas would say, oh, come on, please. I think it's like, Paul, you need to take him. Because the Bible said they were intent. I don't think he's a soft man. I think he's like, I am doing this. Well, at the end they split. And later on, I don't know what happened, but it almost proved that maybe he was right. I think he almost, on the argument that he will pull the cart, it's like, hey, Paul, remember, when nobody wanted to meet you, I took you in. You need to do me this favor. But Paul didn't. But later on, that Mark became somebody beneficial to Paul. And he was able to write the gospel. Lately I go to some classes, and there's one thing that I found very interesting. One of the speakers on the video say something. He's like, what is happening in prison will become the past and will reveal in the future. What happened that day that Barnabas fight for Mark? It was present, but now it became past. But also showing in the future that God used Mark. What I want to say is, brothers and sisters, we are in a different era of life right now. And the Bible says, ye are the light in the world. I don't know much English, as you know. Sometimes it's really confusing when we grow up learning English, because you guys have, like, all the verbs have tenses. And how many tenses in English, do you know? See, you don't even know. Say 14, 16, 12. You only know past tense, future tense, and present tense? It's very difficult. It's all like a math. You know, you can have a future person, future perfect tense or future continuous tense. There's a lot of these tenses we don't have. We don't have. We save our, you know, memory for something else. So, but it's very confusing. But as I go older, I was like, we just learn like this, and that. But now I kind of appreciate. Because I told the young people, now if I help them, I was like, tenses actually has some hidden messages. When you say present tense, it's now, or things that you always do, or it's truth. If the Bible says you are the light, it doesn't mean how did you do in the past of the light. Or how are you planning to do in the future, is telling you right now, in this moment, that how are you going to act? I wish we have more Barnabas, this type of people. He just act. He just see the moment that there's a need, he's got to fill that gap, no matter what cost. That's why the Bible says he is a comforter. You know, I before I came here, I make sure I'm kind of right on that word. So I go to a professor. I say, professor, what was that Greek word means about the consolation, that word? And then he found me. He's like, he said, well, actually, that word is also say comfort, and also it's used in John chapter 16 when Jesus said, I'm going to send the comforter. That's the Holy Spirit. You know what? Actually, you and I could be Barnabas because we have that comforter in us, and we could be the comforter to other people. We have to step up. We have to not just talking. Use our action to be encouragement to other people. I don't know. I mean, geographically, I don't know what you can do here in this special time. And you probably don't know what I should do back home. But you know what? You and I are the light for this world. We are. So think about what I can do right now in this air, in this special time.